We're in Hilchas Pesach, Simin Tof Ayin Gimel. We are up to Sif Hey. It's a long Sif. We will only be doing the Mechaber. Sif Hey. Elu Yirokesh Yotzmem Yidei Chovaso. Since we're talking about the foods that get put on the Kara, we're still just after Kiddush. We haven't gotten to Mar yet. But we're talking about setting up the Kara. So these are the vegetables that one is yotze the mitzvahs maror with. Now the Torah says al matzos umrorim yochluhu. Bizman hazeh, the mitzvah of maror is only a drabonon because it's the korban pesach that has to be eaten with matzos and maror. Matzah. Aside from that, we also have a mitzvah be'erev tochlu matzos, which applies bizman hazeh midarais as well. But maror midarais is only with the korban pesach. Chazal were metaken a mitzvah of maror bizman hazeh as well. The Mishnah Brura points out that one is not yotze with maror that is gozel, so that the same halachas that we have in Arba Minim that a Jew should not go ahead and actually cut the vegetables from the ground. The same way that a Jew is not supposed to be cutting the arba minim from the ground in a place where there's a good chance that the ground is stolen. The Mishnah Brura over there had said that bizman hazeh in most civilized countries that's not the case, and halacha would not apply. Now in Chazal we find that there are five minim that are considered maror, plus the Gemara gives a simanim that would work for other minim. So these are the yerokas that Chazal told us about, that the Mechaber says to use. The first is chazeres. Chazeres is what we call chasa, or romaine lettuce. Ulshin, that's chicory. Tamcha seems to be translated as horseradish. Charchavina is endives. Pirishmine asovim morim. And moror. Now, the next one is maror. What exactly is this maror? We do not know what this maror is. We don't even know exactly what this min called maror is from Chazal. The yotzim ba'olim shalahem. You are yotze whether the leaves, ubiklachin, or the stalks. Avalo b'shorish, but not with the small roots that go in the ground. That means even though the stalk itself is also a root, but it's only the small roots that are considered shoroshim that you're not yotze with. Ella, sheba olin, when you're dealing with the leaves, and yotze ne elim kein lachim, that's only when they are fresh. Ubiklachin, the actual stalks, yotzen ben lachim ben yiveshim, whether they are moist or they're dry, avolo kvushim velo shlukim velo mevushalim, but not if they were pickled, not if they were boiled, overcooked, and lat mevushalim, or cooked regularly. Vekula mitzdar from the kazayis, you can have a little bit of one min and a little bit of another min, and they are all mitzdarif. Shehu hashir shalahim. The ikar mitzvah b'chazeres. The ikar mitzvah is to use chazeres, to use romaine lettuce. The reason why is because that's the first min that we find in the Mishnah, and it's also a zecher to the shibud mitzrayim, because lettuce starts off sweet and then it gets bitter. So that the same way in Mitzrayim, it started off sweet, it started off very nice, and then it became bitter. The Mishnah Brura does say that if you're dealing with romaine lettuce that are bug-ridden, you're better off not being makayim this hider mitzvah, and at the same time being over on all kinds of lavin. So you should make sure that if you are using romaine lettuce, you're using bug-free lettuce. In his days, they didn't have that. It has to be checked very well by people who know what they're looking for and know how to check. The Minig Yisrael in the olden days, as a result of the difficulty in checking it, the Minig among Ashkenazim was not to use lettuce. It was to use horseradish, which is very difficult. Which is very difficult to eat. And the Mishnah Brura says, well, why not use the leaves of the horseradish? The problem is that they're usually dried or wilted, and in which case they're not lachin, so you couldn't use them. Now, the question is how exactly to eat horseradish. So he says that you should not eat it the way it is. In other words, you don't just take a bite into a piece of the horseradish root, because that's dangerous. What you have to do is you have to grind it. On the other hand, if you grind it long before the Seder, then it will lose its flavor. So he brings the grah, who used to actually have it ground just before the Seder. And when it's when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, he would grind it before. Excuse me, when the Seder is on Shabbos, then he would grind it on Erev Pesach, and he would keep it in something covered, sealed very well. So today, we have all sorts of containers where you can seal them well. You can grind it before, but make sure it doesn't lose its flavor, the bitter flavor of mar. Now, there is a question the Chaznish raises with regard to lettuce. Romaine lettuce is not necessarily bitter. The question is, when Chazal tell us that romaine lettuce starts off sweet and then turns bitter, do you have to eat it dafka when it's bitter, or can you have it when it's sweet as well? The Chaznish was makbid that you have it only after it's bitter. Now, most of the bug-free lettuce that is sold is not allowed to grow too big, because then they have a much more difficult time controlling the bug situation. As a result of it, what we get is sweet romaine lettuce. According to the Chaznish, that is not good enough. So some people will eat that, and they will eat horseradish as well. Their claim is that they'll eat a small shear of horseradish, a very small shear, just in case the halacha is that you need something bitter, and they will have a much larger shear of the romaine lettuce. Others actually try to get hold of larger lettuce. Also, they do sell at times bitter lettuce, but the leaves there are generally not sold. They're not necessarily bug free, and if they are, there aren't all that many of them. But the stalk itself is bitter, and you are yotza with the stalk. And the halacha is that you do need a kazayas of mar. If you're going to be eating less than a kazayas, you're not yotza the mitzvah, and the bracha is a bracha levatola. So that is the Mechaber, and we're going to be completing the Ramah tomorrow.